Hi guys. So super excited for this class. So beyond excited to talk about You Aren't Pinned. Ooh, okay. I think it, and then I have to spotlight myself. Hold on. Am I now pinned? Yes. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
So welcome to the Channeling Masterclass. I'm really excited to be talking about this subject and to be sharing the ins and outs of it and giving you a better understanding of it. For those of you who don't, so first off, let's just do a show of hands. Like, do you listen to the podcast? Did you find me on TikTok? Let me know in the comments how you came about. Me, just very curious. Pinterest, Instagram that I'm not on right now, podcast referred by a friend. Awesome. Just finishing your podcast. Awesome. Lauren podcast. Okay. Okay. Instagram. Interesting. Never get an Instagrammer. When I was active on TikTok, it was TikTok or the podcast, but thank you guys for being here. We're going to dive into channeling, but first I want to give you guys a little bit of a backstory because this subject necessarily isn't something that is like learning multiplication or something along those lines. I think you need to talk and you need to have some credentials when it comes to channeling and psychic and mediumship development and all of that kind of stuff. So for those, obviously you guys know, I'm Erica Russo. I am an intuitive life and business mentor, but I'm also a psychic medium. I'm a podcast host, obviously, and then I'm an author. And I started my journey into psychic development back in 2017. And what essentially happened was I had a spiritual awakening. I felt very, very alone. I felt like it was the next chapter and had no idea what that chapter looked like. I didn't feel connected to the people that were around me. I knew it wasn't depression, but I knew it was just me detaching from the stories that I told myself, right? And with that, my mind became very chaotic. So I started meditating, okay? Through meditation, through a daily meditation practice, my mediumship started to develop. So I'm kind of like an accidental medium. And when I realized that I was able to pick up evidence from somebody who has died and give it to a sitter, I then said, I want to go all in. And I found a mentor and I went to so many different classes. I've learned with so many different mediums. And for a very long time, I did psychic and mediumship readings. And then I started to mentor other amazing, beautiful women who are actually in here today with me. And today, I've really come as far as my development, my spiritual development is concerned. I started just like most people where I was doubting everything. When I tell you, when I first started my evidential mediumship and my psychic, I doubted everything. It's so easy, right? It's so easy. Like you think you get a hit and then all of the sudden, like you're like, it's nothing. It's nothing. Well, first off, let me tell you this. When it comes to the human brain, okay, there's two hemispheres of the human brain. There's the right and then there's the left hemisphere. The right hemisphere governs our connection to the divine. It governs our creativity. It governs our intuition. And that's where we receive our psychic information. But the way the human brain is designed is as soon as we receive the creativity, the connection, the information, we then bring it to the left hemisphere of the brain very quickly. And that's our logical and our analytical side. Okay. That's when we start taking it apart. That's when we start doubting. That's when we start doing all the things, right? We all like, oh, this is what I got, but I could be wrong. I can't tell you how many fucking times I've heard someone give like an amazing hit in like a psychic or mediumship circle. And then they're like, but I could be wrong. You literally see it, how the human brain works. So you know, if you're coming in here and you're in that stage where you're doubting it, or you're finding excuses of your, of, you know, what it is that you are experiencing or bringing forth, I like seeing that, because that makes me confirm that you're grounded. That makes me confirm that you're human. That makes me confirm that you like evidence. You like to see logical proof of things. You like to believe in it yourself. You know, I get a little concerned when people come and they don't take it apart. I get a little concerned when people come and they think that it's perfect and there's no doubt whatsoever. That kind of freaks me out. And I think it freaks out a lot of people. Doubt and just, you know, watching from afar, that's a good thing, especially when you're channeling, especially when you're going into the spiritual, right? When you're connecting to your soul, when you're opening yourself up to the divine and to all the energies that are in the ethers. Okay. So when it comes to channeling, this is something that a lot of people, even teachers, even like psychic and mediumship teachers, don't know. We're going to talk about psychic, we're going to talk about mediumship, and then we're going to talk about channeling, okay? When we talk about psychic, you're perceiving energy. So that means that when you are a psychic reader and you have somebody right in front of you, you are perceiving the energy of their auric field. You are picking up things from their auric field, okay? When it comes to mediumship, mediumship is when you connect to someone who is discarnated. You are connecting to another soul. Channeling is something in and of itself different, because channeling is something that anyone can do. And you've probably have done it. You have probably not even realized you've done it. How many times? So raise of hands if you have ever like was having a conversation with a friend or something along those lines, and you said something and their jaws dropped, or you just said exactly the right thing, but it wasn't necessarily from your conscious mind. Raise your hand. Yeah. Right. It just kind of flew through you. So when we talk about channeling, here's the thing. When you make the decision that you want to become a channel for whatever, a channel for your angels, a channel for the universe, you have to decide that you're a tube. I know it sounds weird, but it's the truth. You have to decide that you're just strictly the messenger. And with that, with the choice of becoming a channel, and here's the thing. I always preface this by saying a lot of people like, you don't have to be a psychic medium. You don't have to do professional psychic readings if you don't want to. Becoming a channel is so much more than that. You can become a channel and be a writer. You can become a channel and be a musician. You can become a channel and be a chef. You're strictly just allowing yourself to be the connection to the divine. You're opening yourself up. You're allowing things to flow through you. Okay. And here's the scientific part of channeling. We all know that this whole universe is made up of energy, right? The desk that I'm sitting at, the chair that I'm sitting on, you, me, at the atomic level, we are all made up of energy. Well, that's what channeling is. Okay. We go through life. We end up going through life, and essentially we create these tubes. We create these stories, right? The older we get, the more stories we pack on. And what essentially happens is that we don't necessarily disconnect from source energy, but we put on so many layers that make it so much harder for us to believe. we pack on the layers, and these layers are our beliefs. Oh, you have to be born a channel. Oh, I'm not psychic. Oh, I'm this. Oh, that's devil's work. All of these layers, regardless of where you are or your upbringing, we all have created layers that have made it hard for us to not only receive psychic information or channeling or mediumship or whatever it is, but it's also the same concept when it comes to abundance and money and prosperity. We are our own worst enemy. That's all there is to it. Abundance, money, prosperity, wealth, riches, all of that is universally available to all of us. And it is our own belief systems. It is our own relationship with money. It is our own relationship with religion, of what we believe to be true, that ultimately disconnects us and takes us backwards. Okay. So channeling, again, is something that's very simple. It's so fucking easy. You know, when I tell you, if you knew how close spirit is in your life, if you knew how interwoven your guides are, the universe is within your life, the repetitive numbers that you see, the songs that play, everything is all connected. And all you have to do is get out of your own way. That's it. But when I tell you that's probably one of the hardest things that you're going to have to experience, getting out of your own way and just letting be, it's so much harder to do that than it is to actually get a connection or actually begin to trust yourself or actually find confidence within your own abilities. Okay. You got to get out of your own way. You have to surrender. And the thing with this is I always loved when I was doing mediumship circles or psychic circles, I would say, you have to surrender. And I was able to see everybody's face just turn white. I was able to see all of the women in these circles just like, I had a lot of like, tightness of chest movements. I had a lot of women like taking deep breaths. I had a lot of pale faces. I had a lot of like eye opens, because guess what, guys? It's not just you. It's not just you that struggles with surrender. We all do it. We all have problems surrendering to a degree, whether that is surrendering to a compliment and just saying thank you, or surrendering to the mess in our homes, or surrendering to anything. We like to be in control, right? We like to be the driver. We like to know what's actually happening. And that's why so many people battle with psychic and mediumship development and channeling, because you're not, you're just the tube. You're just the tube. That's it. So, with that being said, the way I want you to look at channeling for the rest of your life is I want you to look at it like it's already there. The information, the inspiration, the connection, the idea, the intuitive hit, it's already here. It's right here. All you have to do is be open. All you have to do is set the intention and let go and let it come. And when your monkey mind comes in and tries to pick it apart and be like, that's not it. That's not it. No, no, that's not it. Tell it to shut the fuck up. You're going to find so much beauty when you just allow yourself to be a channel, not just for readings, not just for readings, but to just allow yourself to enrich your own life. You know, being psychic and being mediumistic and being a channel, it's not necessarily about, you know, popping up and doing readings unless you want to do that. I want to teach this to people because it enriches your life in a way you never thought possible. It helps you remember who you are. It helps you remember you always have the universe's support. You always have support. You're always guided. You're always loved. You're always, always, always okay. And allowing yourself to be a channel is the best way for your spiritual and personal growth. It truly is. I can't begin to tell you how many times I have found myself not in the best of moods, picking myself apart, being my own worst enemy, and teaching myself to take a step back and closing my eyes and just setting the intention, just tell me what I need to hear right now. I don't care who it comes from. I don't care if it's my guides. I don't care if it's God. I don't care if it's just the universe. I don't care if it's this flower. Tell me what I need to hear. And it's always reassuring. And I always know that it's always there for me. Support is always there. Even if I can't feel it, even if I can't see it, even if I can't understand it at times, you are so divinely guided. And becoming a channel is just merely you allowing yourself to understand how spirit and the universe speaks to you. So regardless of what your intention is for this course or your business or wherever you are in your path, I want you to come into this, and we're going to do a quick activity very soon, where I want you to just receive what it is you need. That's it. That's it. You know, and again, I channel more for myself than I do for other people, because it's kind of like, I mean, for me, it's kind of like my own therapy, that and breath work. It's a way of giving yourself the love tap on the ass, or just the reassurance, or just that, okay, I'm on the right path. Let it go. Let it be easy, Erica. Pull yourself together. Keep going. Keep pushing. It's always so simple, right? I do have some channels in here right now. And I think we can all agree that sometimes it's the simple things that we receive that have the biggest impact on us. Right? It's the simple take a break, let it go, forgive, hang in there, take a nap, drink some water, go outside. It's those simple things that we receive that have the most impact, that help us out the most, you know? So when you are channeling, right? Whether, you know, you've been channeling for a while, or, you know, this is your first attempt, or you're, you know, wherever you are, don't beat yourself up if the information that you receive is very generic, if that's what we want to call it, or very simple, or it's not that much, because spirit is intelligent. When I tell you, spirit is so intelligent, maybe you don't need anything more than that. Spirit knows exactly the words and exactly the way it needs to be said. So you have to trust that. Because I've seen people, Sarah, be like, I didn't bring forth such incredible evidence. And then she's like, oh, it just felt so generic. Yeah, but it's exactly what we needed to hear. It doesn't matter. We're not in control. That's just the thing. That's the funny thing about all of this. Is guess what? You're not in control. You're not in control. Look at life as if it's a fucking game. Seriously. And you're playing it for a little while. Because that's what it is. don't take anything too seriously. You're not going to get out of life. And I know that that sounds morbid, but it's fucking true. So with that being said, let's go ahead. And I want everybody to get nice and comfortable. I want your backs to be straight. Okay. So that your root chakra is nice and stable. And it's just a straight line up to your crown. And begin by taking 3 deep breaths in. And with every exhale, just releasing what no longer is serving you at this time. Allowing your shoulders to just drop, feeling a bit more relaxed. Unclenching your jaw. Just bringing yourself back into your body. Letting go of any pain, any worry. Bringing your awareness down to your root chakra, which lays at the bottom of your spine. And visualize opening a red door. Continue going up to your sacral chakra and area where your sex organs lay. And open an orange door. Continue going up to 2 inches above your belly button and opening a yellow door. Continue bringing yourself up to your beautiful heart chakra in the center of your chest and opening a green door. Continue to the center of your throat and opening a blue door. Bringing your awareness up to in between your eyebrows and opening an indigo door. Lastly, bringing your awareness up to the top of your head and opening a purple door.
And just allow this energy, this chi energy, to flow in between, through and around your chakras, your body. Allowing yourself to simply be the channel to universal energy flowing through you at this time. Allowing yourself to remember that you are a soul having a human experience. I want you to start visualizing your higher self stepping out of your physical body at this time, still connected. And turning to your physical body and stating to it, "Thank you, Erica, for allowing me," obviously with your name. "Thank you, Erica, for allowing me to experience life through you." As you gaze at your physical body, "Thank you, Erica, for allowing me to experience life through you." Just continue stating that to yourself. And allow yourself to experience looking at your life, your surroundings, your location through the eyes of your higher self. Looking at your body, your bed, your car, the food you eat, the people around you, through the eyes of your higher self. And I ask everyone's higher self to give their physical body, to give this physical experience what they need at this time. The wisdom, the knowledge, the encouragement to take the next step in their journey. Not doubting it, not questioning it, just allowing yourself to simply receive. Just taking a moment to allow yourself to feel the power residing within your higher self. Feel the love, devotion that is always available to you. And thanking your higher self for coming through, for being a part of this experience. And having your higher self begin stepping in into your body at this time. And just bringing yourself back into the room, back into your space. Okay. And that's how simple it is. Just ask. Ask and you will receive. Again, the biggest obstacle with any sort of spiritual development, wherever your path is going to take you, is getting out of your own way, surrendering. And I could give you a couple of pointers when it comes to that into the topic of surrendering. And the biggest thing that I can tell you is you're not in control. The reason why we have such a problem surrendering to things is because we think we are in control. That's simply it.
we deem that when we surrender, so to speak, we lose control of the situation, whether it's in the physical, a physical aspect or a spiritual aspect. We automatically assume that we're just, you know, being the fool in the tarot or something along those lines. And that's simply not the case. We are source energy. We are one. You are stardust. You are the universe in human form. So you have nothing to worry about when it comes to surrendering. And when I tell you that from my own experience, when I started to just surrender to everything, surrender to the laundry, to having three men in this house that just, and a bathroom, need I say more, and it always being fucking dirty, you just surrender to it. I can't control it. Why am I going to go and allow myself and allow it to affect my mood and affect my perception of the world? You know, your power is essentially what you allow. Your power is your energy, where you put your energy. So whether it's a conversation you had with the passive aggressive mother-in-law, if you're sitting there ruminating about it, guess what? The mother-in-law is taking away your power. If you're sitting here worried about the future, if you're sitting here concerned about the future, guess what? The future is taking away your power. Right now is all there is. It's all there is. The past is gone, and there's so many different things that can happen when it comes to the future. So we have to be in the now. We have to be in the present moment. And when we allow ourselves to just be in the present moment, we have all the power in the world. The things tomorrow aren't going to bother us. Our past mistakes, if you even want to call them that, are not dictating our mood today. So when you channel, again, just start implementing that. Just start implementing waking up in the morning and asking yourself, what do I need to hear? Okay, spirit, guides, whoever wants to talk to me and boost me up, what do I need to hear? And let yourself hear it and start your day without any question or anything like that, because that is simply what it is. Spirit is always around. I cannot preface this enough. As a medium, as a channel, as someone who's been doing this work for half a decade, I can tell you right now, spirit is so much more in your life than you give it credit for. Whether it's your ancestors, your angels, your guides, your deities, whoever it is, you are spirit, and spirit is always supporting you. Always. You just need to trust it. And it might take years for you to actually be able to fully surrender, fully be in the feminine, and fully trust spirit and not try to pick it apart and make sense of it and everything. But you're living this life, you're playing the game of life, you might as well start that today. It's trusting.